All right.
Oh, we're going?
Yep.
Ham for the week. Another cockamamie idea that I'm going to be pitching to you from Brian Waterman's Hibernative Tubes.
Ham for the week? Now, is this week as in a period of time or a not strong person?
Do you want to just dive right into it?
Yeah, just do it.
Okay, cool. So, Ham for the Week is a charitable foundation I'm starting. I may go as far as to even create a whole website based on this idea.
Are you going to get your 501c3 status?
Sure. If I need one of those, I'll get one.
You do. Okay. This is what I do for work.
Great. Oh, that's right. Maybe you can be my guy.
Maybe.
All right. Well, you tell me how this sounds right off the bat.
Okay.
And you can say, Brian, I think you should go ahead with this. Or, Brian, I think you should just go right ahead with it immediately.
Okay.
Those are your two options. Ham for the Week is a charitable foundation that basically goes to support children with a vitamin H deficiency. You know what the H stands for, Christopher?
Ham.
That's right. Salty, salty, ham. So, Ham for the Week, it's a very clever name. That's basically, I thought of the name and then thought of the foundation.
I don't know if it's clever.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Ham for the Week. Basically what you do is you donate blank amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't decided yet, but it goes to children with a vitamin H deficiency.
Right.
Weak. Deficiency. Do you get that part? They're weak. Their bones are brittle. Their energy is low because they don't have enough ham
in
their system.
This is what America needs.
Right. So, they're weak due to no ham. Weak also the other way. Weak as in length of time. Seven days.
So it's both.
So basically, yes. So basically, Joe Public donates a blank amount of money, goes to Ham for the Week, and it feeds a child ham for an entire week.
They're going to be on an all-ham diet.
Right. Now, you might be asking yourself, how much ham is this exactly? It's a pound a day. So they will get 1 pound of ham a day.
Now, time out. How is this ham going to be delivered? Are we talking cold cuts? Is it going to be like part of a roasted ham?
Made to order.
Made so they can just choose. Like, all right, it is Wednesday.
Yep.
I want a honey ham.
Right.
1 pound, just a brick, solid brick.
Yep. We'll do it.
Okay.
So, and now people might be saying, well, you know, is that it? Is this all I get?
You just leave them out to dry after they have their weekend
ham?
And
then that's it? Well, remember.
So now you're getting them hooked on ham.
So you probably, oh, hold on. You probably can't, donations can happen time and time again.
Sure.
You can keep donating to little Sanjay.
it's like an adopted child.
Sort of, but with ham.
But just ham.
But with more ham. So basically, it's a pound a day. I don't think one person can eat a ham pile of a pound of ham in 1 day. So, if you really think about it, Christopher, it's longer than a week. We're just giving you a pound of ham a week.
Okay, well,
so you have 7 pounds of ham by the end of the week.
But food, like ham spoils.
That's out of our jurisdiction.
So now we're just talking about wasting pig product.
Yeah. And we'll also, looking into the future, we'll probably start cutting a lot of corners, and it'll become less and less like ham, and more like school eraser.
So we'll go from ham to spam to a lot of like sawdust,
like
pink,
yeah,
and packed together.
A hot dog particle board.
Yeah,
combination.
Like particle board.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, have you considered?
But that's long. That's 50 years down the road. We've got a lot of pigs right now. It's basically when we start running out of pigs.
So this is helping also to deal with the Earth's overpopulation of pigs.
Right.
Okay.
So from every angle, it's the perfect idea.
So now,
Find me a flaw.
Are you also going to do things with other parts of the pig, such as the bacon part, the pork chop part, the sausage part? Are you going to incorporate these? Or is it just strictly ham hock?
I suppose it could be, yeah.
I think you might.
Well, I think we should go all the... If we're going to go all the way with it, I say we go all the way with the made-to-order thing.
So they can just choose any part of
it. If you want bacon for a week, I mean...
And so maybe...
The foundation might frown upon that, because it's not as healthy as, say...
It is just as healthy.
Okay.
Or just as unhealthy, I suppose.
All right.
Now, Now, let's think about
it's
it this way,
too. It's also an effort to put people out of their misery.
So let's say you want to donate, you want to adopt a kid for a week and feed them pig, but you don't have enough money to feed them legit ham. Could you just feed them, like, hoof and tongue sausage for a week at a lower price point?
No.
Why not?
Because we have our standards. So, I'm not going to sell a little child hoof. That's preposterous. Well,
you're not selling the child anything.
No, well, I'm not going to feed the child pig hoof.
Well,
it's ham for the week, and
you should stop eating hot dogs if you have such a problem with pig hoof and scrotum in your meals.
I don't consider pig knuckle as part of.
Time out.
Okay.
I used to work with a girl who was convinced hot dogs were made of spiders.
I don't even understand what that means.
She thought to make a hot dog, you took a bunch of spiders, did something to them, hot dog came out the other side. She was convinced
Wait,
this is how it worked.
Came out the other side of what? Some
the,
kind
the other
of hot
side
dog
of the
machine?
Process. Like, there's a machine, spiders go in, hot dogs come out, you eat the hot dog. Ipso facto, you're eating spiders.
Why do we... That? I don't understand.
This girl also one day came into work, like, bawling.
Is she okay?
No.
Oh, okay.
Came into work, like, bawling, and somebody asked her, like, well, what's going on? She was like, my dog threw up this morning. And was 2 hours late and was still crying. I don't know if the dog had an ulcer or was, like, dying of stomach cancer.
It just ate too much grass
or
something?
Yeah, the dog just puked, as dogs do. If anyone's ever owned a dog, they throw up. It's one of, like, the four things they do.
Oh, no.
Wag their tail, smile, poop, puke. That's a dog.
Well, the good thing is, she sounds just crazy enough to work for ham for the week.
And she's actually loaded, so maybe she'll be your primary benefactor.
You know what'll also help? Kickstarter.com. I'm going to put ham for the week up on Kickstarter.
I'm going to be honest. And, I think you're going to have a lot of trouble getting the IRS to believe that this is a charitable cause.
You know what? I don't think I will. I've got... I don't know what I was going to say with that. I was going to say a lot of people in the IRS on my side, but...
I don't know.
I don't think anyone
Probably
does.
The opposite.
Yeah, that's true. But yep, ham for the week. So what do you think?
Go. Green light.
Okay. investments. Officially greenlit. Ham for the week.
We should probably take my place of employment off.
Nope, it's
gonna,
in there.
I'm going to beep that out.
Nope.
I'm in control of it.
It's just kidding. Oh. Because I'm a Because it's going to be my charitable foundation guy. That's too many now.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut the whole section out.
No! The whole half of the episode's been out half of the week. It's comedy gold. Okay, so hey everybody, welcome to Almost Everything.
Episode 16.
It's going to be a good one. Ham for the week. Cross it off, out of the way. What else is there? Went for a wedding.
Yeah,
we talked about that last week.
Yeah, but
that
now that we've actually, it's actually happened in our past, we can talk about some funny things that happened there.
Yes.
Yeah, so again, congratulations to Katie and Josh.
Yay!
Lovely festivities.
It was a lovely festivities. Yeah.
So in chronological order of the things that I thought were funny,
okay,
here's where they went. So first of all, it was an outdoor ceremony.
I did not know this.
You did.
Oh, did I from the beginning?
Oh, no. I mean, since you've been there.
Oh, yes. I know now.
Yeah. No, I did not know this then.
Okay.
So, I got to tell you, being outside in the sun for a wedding in a suit is as hot as being in the devil's crotch. It was uncomfortable.
I remember turning to Wendy and saying, I am the hottest I have ever been.
You turned around at one point, and I made this joke to you then, but you looked like a ball of mozzarella cheese fresh out of the little water it comes in. That's what your face looked like.
Rolled in some carpet hair.
It was gross.
It was miserable.
Yeah.
It was so unbelievably hot. And of course, we were all... Where they sat people... Was like, there was like a giant willow tree, another giant willow tree, and then nothing. And that's where the sun went up
parked,
and down.
Parked on the, on like the,
It was so hot.
Tarmac. Yeah. And so then, I'm dealing with this, and I'm sitting next to my girlfriend, Katrina, and she turns and whispers to me, a bird just pooped on my shoulder. We're in the middle, they're doing the readings, and I almost completely lost my shit. Thank God I had sunglasses on, because I just had to like close my eyes as hard as I could. I was like bouncing up and down, I let go like a... I couldn't look at her. I couldn't look at anybody. I totally lost track of what was going on. And then the wind starts blowing and it's knocking all these like little leaves and seeds out of the trees. And I'm thinking that this bird is just continually sitting above her, pooping on her over and over again.
So kind of vendetta.
And so I'm biting my lip as hard as I could. Oh, that was rough.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. I'm so happy I didn't see that happen. Well, I wouldn't have been able to contain
it. It was almost every single scenario I'm in where I'm in a suit and I need to be quiet and respectful, I start laughing. And it's happened at almost every funeral I've ever been at.
Yep.
I was at a funeral last year and a fly landed on my aunt's nose and me and my sister lost it. I was at a funeral 3 years ago for my grandfather and they were pouring his ashes into like a garden. And they poured out, and my sister turns to me and says, "That's a lot of grandpa." And I lost it.
It just amplifies the situation you're in, just amplifies how badly you want to laugh. When and you know you can't do it,
it just makes it that much worse.
It's that much harder.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
And so anyway, so then we go inside, and we're kind of we're sitting at the tables and whatever, and they're giving me. Speeches. There were two best men. So they were giving speeches.
Oh God!
And the second best man ends his speech by saying like,
I have a follow up. Continue.
He's like, we've got some good news out there. The oil spill stopped. Yeah, they. It turns out all they had to do was put a wedding ring on it, and it stopped putting out.
Yeah.
And then everyone's collective reaction was, ha ha ha. What?
It was funny because, so as he told it, he was like, they put a wedding ring on it. Love solves all. And then, followed by, the worst possible thing that could have spilled out of this gentleman's mouth.
Yeah, everyone just kind of like looked around and like, is that okay? I don't think that's okay.
It was almost as if he didn't know he said it. Like, he just pieced it together right then, thinking it meant something else.
It was the analogy I would put it as, like a dove taking off and starting to fly beautifully and then just dying and exploding all over a crowd of babies and nuns.
Just exploding over Katrina's shoulder.
Yeah, so that was good, but otherwise...
I forgot about that.
It was all good.
So yeah, and then, so you'd think with the reaction that fella got, that was it. Like, he's now known as the guy who made the wildly horrible toast at this wedding. But then I noticed on Facebook, he like put something about the oil spill on Joshua's thing. He was like, get it? It's not plugged up yet. And I'm still like, what? Yeah, no, we all got it. It was awful then. Don't do it again. What's wrong with you?
That kid.
I don't know what was wrong with him.
Lapse in judgment.
But it was a good wedding.
Other than that, excellent. I had some great tenderloins. Made that joke all night.
Thought that was really funny. I yelled Mazel Tov several times.
Except for the one time. Someone broke a glass.
One time I forgot to. Yeah, but all in all, it was very good. Lots of fun. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
What else was there? Some Waterman movie news.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I don't know if I should really say this yet or not, but I figure
I can just put a big beep over it if you
okay, yeah.
Decide in post we don't want it in there.
If I decide that, we don't want to do this. But this will come out Monday. So hopefully we'll be there. Basically, the big surprise is that, and I haven't told this to anybody. You know about it.
Yes.
But in an effort to gain more pledges and all that kind of stuff for the Kickstarter campaign, which is at 3 days or something like that.
Getting
down to the wire. So what we've been doing, we've actually, and by we, I don't mean me, because I really didn't have anything to do with it. The guys at CJC Entertainment, the animators doing the movie, have animated the first 2 minutes of the film, and you will see it, hopefully, by now, when you're hearing this.
Yeah.
You will actually see the finalized version of the first 2 minutes of the Waterman movie. And I've seen... a minute of it so far, and it is mind-bending.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It's really, really impressive.
Like, it's compared to watching a modern-day Simpson episode and then looking at the Tracy Ullman Simpson episodes
of
1989, if you look back at the old Waterman cartoons. It looks
so
much better.
We're going to be putting it, it'll be over all of my websites. We're going to put it up on Newgrounds, I think, probably. And
I'm sure my dad will post it on Facebook like every 800 times.
Everyone should tweet about it, too. I mean, I'm hyping it up. I'm not sure that I can hype it up enough. Because it is. It's just wildly better than the entire series it's based on. So, check that out. Hopefully it's out. Maybe that'll be my must-see.
Okay.
If it's out in time.
Because I don't have one.
But, okay, perfect.
All right.
Good. So, moving on.
What's that smell?
Hold on a second. Were you cooking something?
Burnt hair.
Oh. Gross. I could have sworn that I smell onions. Ready? Do you know the jingle? We'll sing it together. If you have a question or a funny joke, just send it on in to the Fair 12 Talk.
It's not going to stop being funny.
Ah, my head!
We're going to post a picture of your face you make when you make that noise.
Oh my god, I have such a headache. Oh, America, I try so hard for you. It's so hard to do that sound. Okay.
Alright, so we got a couple things here. First of all, something somebody wrote in on Twitter. I said, which is good grab on that Twitter handle. That's a short one. Just writes Eddie.
Wait, is that all it says?
I said.
Oh.
I said, just writes, you have awoken the Kraken. I don't know what he's referring to.
What did we do?
But it made me think. Last week's question of what mammal bottom half would you choose?
Oh.
Kraken. Normal-sized human upper half. Kraken lower half.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
But I figure that's a lot like Ursula again.
Yeah, but much bigger. Much, much bigger and much more violent.
And much more looking a lot less like Mrs. Thomas.
Yeah, and you can't you can't go anywhere besides the open sea. So I guess you'd just be sinking cruise ships all the time to steal some ham.
Unless you signed up for ham.
And the Kraken child is adopted.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So, someone the Kraken. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that's in reference to. Is that sound? That I'm making a Fan 12 Doke sound effect?
Turns out he's part Kraken.
Oh, God.
Kraken.
The Kraken. That would sound like.
Oh, man.
Seconds from blacking out. Sounds.
Moving on. Before I throw up, that sound makes me nauseous.
That was from the bellows.
Youngest of One tweets to us, if you could create your own full-scale Mount Rushmore-style tribute to four people, what four people's faces would you have carved?
Okay.
I was thinking maybe doing a fast food one, doing Colonel Sanders, Dave Thomas, the Burger King, and what's his name, Ray Crocker, the guy that invented McDonald's.
What? Ray Crocker.
I think that's his name.
It's Ronald McDonald?
Whatever.
Wait, did you really mean Ronald McDonald?
I did not mean Ronald McDonald. I know who Ronald McDonald is.
He's so wildly off track. Oh, no, Ray Crocker.
Oh, I've seen this commercial. That's Ray Crocker.
Who's Ray Crocker?
I think he's the guy. You know, let me Google him and make sure
Why did that pop into your head? All these quote-unquote fictional characters. Except Ray Crocker.
What is this guy's name?
Yeah, pause, everyone. So it's a person who invented McDonald's?
Well,
established McDonald's? Ray Crocker.
He took the original McDonald's restaurant and then like made it into what it is.
Why aren't you looking up Ray Crocker?
Because I don't think that's actually correct.
Oh, of course. Well, while you look that up,
Ray Kroc. That was his name.
Ray
Kroc.
Well, yeah, that's pretty close. So, three wacky characters and some guy. No one's gonna ever recognize.
I think he was kind of a crotchety old dude too. But I mean, there's someone on the Mount Rushmore, I bet I wouldn't recognize. I don't know who's actually up there. Who's up there?
It's
Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and
I'm said Teddy Ruxpin. That's not right.
Taft,
but that's
probably not.
No.
Is it Jefferson?
Washington, Lincoln, Dumbledore, and Marmaduke. That would be mine. Teddy Ruxpin, Dumbledore, Marmaduke, and just a stack of pancakes. Just currently. So who is it?
Jefferson. It was
Jefferson.
Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln.
Got it. Lincoln looks a lot like Frankenstein.
Yeah, well, I mean,
on Mount Rushmore.
I think that's just, that was life. I
mean, that was, he just looked like that?
Yeah, he was a big dude.
That's too bad. Apparently. It's the size of a mountain. I don't remember that part. Hard to believe he could get us that. Not hear someone sneaking up behind him. With ears the size of Texas. So, good. So you're sticking with your fast food one?
Yeah, Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc.
Front and center.
Ray Kroc for the win. Nice. Good. I'm happy with my answer, too.
Did we have another? Do we have any emails that we were going to do?
I don't know. Let's see. I don't think so.
I thought we had one.
Okay, so I just found one, which I think will be perfect, from our dearest friend.
Our craziest friend.
Chelsea Amato. Here we go. Dear Brain and Christ, if soul has unflavor, was your soul flavor taste like? Also, was enemy soul flavor taste like? Would soul flavor and enemy soul flavor ever has Magna Carta? Was? Mine enemy soul flavor has grape, cause grape has gray rape, and grape tastes bad. Answer question? Bye.
Oh.
Today's date is July 14th. It is 6:28, and today is Thursday.
Wednesday.
I will never answer another question from Chelsea Amato again. It's too crazy. We've passed the point of no return.
We've read some of Chelsea's questions on the show before, and they tend to be pretty crazy. And there's also a lot that we'll read like, oh, got one from Chelsea.
Yeah. So, Chelsea, it's been fun, but things have gotten just a bit out of hand.
If you want your comments to be seen, just post them. Post them on the...
Oh, yeah. We should have a
post comments
dedicated
on thing.
Chelsea Amato message board or something, where she can just write over and over again to herself. But... I don't know. No idea what that meant. Not a single clue.
Gray rape.
But on that note...
We're done?
I don't know. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so.
So, Van Twilled Oak. Chelsea Amano's been exiled. Hand for the week. Bird poop on shoulder. To recap...
Katrina did not think that was as funny as I did.
I don't know how. I don't know how. Here's a quick bird poop story before we... As we're heading out the door. I've been perped on a bird. I've been perped on a bird just where it's... I was at Busch Gardens or something like that. And I remember I went and I pointed and I went, look at that bird. And a bird pooped in the tip of my finger. Another bird.
Well, like they were. Then you're like pointing your finger directly in one bird's butthole.
No, not this time. But no, I went. Look at that bird, and it just went bloop, and it like slapped off the tip of my finger. Another bird. So it was two birds in cahoots.
They don't like when you point at them.
Maybe they were owls. Cahoots?
Yeah, you should have structured that joke better.
Nope, here we go. That's it. I'm done.
I saw on Facebook the other day that somebody said, like, at Busch Gardens for the weekend, and I was like, who goes to Busch Gardens anymore?
I don't know.
I feel like that's like the,
Is that getting to be our canopy?
I feel like it's like the Denny's of amusement parks.
bush gardens. I think they're still very popular with children.
Are they? I don't know. Maybe I just stopped seeing commercials because I stopped watching Nickelodeon 16 years ago.
I just saw a Busch Gardens commercial.
Huh.
But however, now that you mention it, it was the same commercial that played back in, 1992.
We might have been interested in going to Busch Gardens.
Right. So, I don't know. I don't know who goes to Busch Gardens. Write in. Who goes to Busch Gardens? If you go to take a picture of you at Busch Gardens and send it in, and we'll put it on the show.
Yeah.
That picture of you. We'll put that picture of you on this audio show. I think I'm all done.
Okay.
I'm off to the beautiful Bahamas. Oh, I'm there now.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Hear this.
It's really nice here.
Not so much here. It's just sweaty.
It's just going to be miserable. Sweaty.
I'll
be lucky if I come back with skin.
Before we're done about sweaty, I know we keep stopping and starting again.
That's fine.
My sweatness has gotten out of control. Like, I can be, like, not even hot. But if I get remotely active, I'm soaking wet. Soaking wet, slimy. Does anyone, any doctors out there, any sweat doctors, have any advice about this?
I really wish it wasn't like... I really wish it wouldn't kill you.
I'm calling them the barn sweats. When I'm sweating, I feel like I shouldn't be.
I think I get the barn sweats.
Because they're separate from the meat sweats. I'll get those if I eat a lot of ham.
I think a lot of people can get the meat sweats.
Yeah, that's open. The barn sweats,
open
I think
to
I'm,
size.
I'm getting straight from my dad. Just sweaty sometimes for no reason.
That wedding was the worst, though. So sweaty. I think, and I'm no doctor, I think it's because we're obese. And I rarely move at all. So when I finally do leave my central air-conditioned apartment,
that's a good point.
Regardless of the temperature outside, I will start sweating.
I'm trying a new plan to be less obese, and it's called watching what the hell I eat.
Yeah.
I just stopped. I'm just, there was cake in the kitchen today, and I was like, I'm not going to have that.
There's a bag of candy by my head.
Usually the way I operate is if you put something in front of me, I'm like, well, guess I got to eat it.
I guess that means I should eat it. and see, this would be perfect. You know, it would be perfect for me to lose weight if I signed up for ham for the week. Because, ironically enough, I fucking hate ham. I think it's miserable. So, if I am restricted to only ham for a week.
All ham diet?
Yep. Then I'll become Misha Barton. Anorexic.
A matter of minutes.
Oh, that's a good character name. Anorexic.
No,
do
it's
you
not.
Get it?
No, it's not.
Ham for the week.